Hello,
is this Wanda?
Who is this, please?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Absolutely not.
All right. Do you happen to be 21 years or older and registered to vote?
I'm sorry, darling. What survey are you doing?
Well, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And the survey we're doing specifically, it talks about the issues facing your community and the nation. And this one is particularly about smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So are you 21 years older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you
definitely
not vote?
Definitely.
All right. So are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I'm African-American.
African-American, all right. So what is your age?
No. I don't want to do this, sir.
Oh, it's all right if you don't want to share it. So now I'm going to read a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on how important an issue it is, like, kind of for you, and they should focus on it heavily. So you can use a 10 if you think it's a really important issue, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is making housing more affordable.
It's important, yeah.
So would that be a 10 then?
Yeah.
All right. Reducing crime and gun violence.
That's a 10 too.
Fighting racism and discrimination.
That's a 10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy.
That's a 10.
10, all right. So do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
I don't know. Worse, I guess.
Worse? All right. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I'm hoping better.
All right. So which of the following do you feel are the two most negative impacts on the African-American community? And you can select up to two. So the list goes heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, opioids, and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, or cigarettes.
I didn't hear one that I would agree with, because I would agree with gentrification, housing, and probably, you know, I don't know anything about the truth.
All right, no worries. So now I'm going to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence medication, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I think so, yeah.
Would you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree. And this
All right.
Read that to me again. This would be the...
I can read again.
Yeah, read
for sure. So tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes. And moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products.
Mm-hmm.
So next, I'd like to get your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could please tell me if you're either very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with each of the following products. So the first one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
I'm not familiar with it at all.
All right. Oral nicotine pouches.
I don't know anything about it. I'm not a smoker.
All right. And what about heat-not-burn tobacco products?
I don't use tobacco at all.
All right. Now I'm going to give you some information about smoking today in America. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking.
I got a real important phone call. I do. I got to hang up because I'm driving. Bye-bye.
All right. No worries.